up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it raining like hell. Oh, well, a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. Had the big one on, and man, I would have got him, but he took my pole.
Welcome back. Host Ray I, handsome but yet humble host, Peanut. Cold. We ain't out on the water today, are we, Vogler?
No, we're live mobile on demand, though.
Yes, we are. Having a great Saturday morning. Appreciate you all joining us here at the campfire. Yes, indeed.
It's nice about this bunker. Once you get it warm, it stays warm.
Throw another log on the fire, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great guest on the line. Been wanting to get this gentleman on the line to talk about several things. Oh, listen to the campfire crackling. How nice. Babe Winkleman, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Ray.
Good morning, my friend. Are you staying warm in Minnesota?
Well, that's the only thing that's probably not so good about morning up here today. I'm going to guess it's 20 below. It was really cold last night. The last couple of days have been cold.
Wow, you have been a busy boy in your lifetime, Mr. Winkleman.
I have.
Yes, indeed.
There's no other way to say it.
Oh, I know.
It's an amazing life.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was very privileged. You can wrap a lot of things into a lifetime, and this is a very, very nice one.
Yes, indeed. Now, you're known as a fisherman, but you're also known as a hunter, and you've had television. You're a pioneer in outdoor television. Tell our listeners when you first went on the air with television.
1980 was when we started with Good Fishing, and at first it was just fishing.
Right.
For the first number of years, and then in 1988, we brought Outdoor Secrets out, as there hadn't been a hunting show on in 11 years. The audience wanted it so bad, I can't tell you. We had a good relationship at the time with Superstation WGN and the USA Network, and then we ran on a lot of affiliate stations too. Yet we tested it 1 year, and the audience just said, because the first year was a combination of fishing, hunting, and general outdoors, and the audience simply said, we don't want fishing in fall. We don't want general outdoors in fall. We want hunting, period. So I took it to the networks, and they said, well, your production's excellent. We've never had any problem whatsoever. Build us a pilot. We don't want to see any bloody kills. And I said, neither does any good sportsman who ever goes to the woods. And we've never portrayed that kind of thing at all. We try and teach people to get involved and inspire them to get involved with the outdoors for every reason we can. Because I know that the more time they spend with their family in the outdoors, the better it is for them as a family, the better it is for them individually, and the better it is for the outdoors themselves. Because once the people get to understanding, they become the people who know how to work in harmony with nature.
That's so
and
true.
And that's the key.
Yes, indeed. And you've always been in the forefront of, hey, it's not about me. It's about the outdoors and you, and sharing knowledge and information, and getting the word out there about the great outdoors. And, I want to back up a minute. When you said there'd been no show on for 11 years, me and you talked about this the other night. What was the reason American Sportsman was taken off the air?
A report by Dan Rather called The Guns of Autumn in 1978 that portrayed all hunters as drunken, poaching, trespassing slops. And the outcry was so incredible that it got American Sportsman canceled from ABC. The word was there can't be any hunting on television anymore.
Right, right.
And that for 11 years there wasn't any hunting on television.
Until you brought your show.
Until we brought Outdoor Secrets out.
Yeah.
I didn't say, this is Babe Winkleman's hunting show. We called it Outdoor Secrets because we wanted to expand on things that there's a lot of things you can hunt. For example, hunting mushrooms is a blast, and there's a lot of good kinds of mushrooms that you can gather from nature and put them in with your food supply that really enhance things, and they're good for you. You know, there's a lot of kinds of wild berries. There's so much. And we wanted to be able to include all of those kinds of things, not just harvesting animals or birds or whatever it was. And that's kind of the nature of the show.
Yes, and you teach. And, you know, what a neat idea to actually teach something and show something where people can learn. That's great stuff.
Well, people want to learn. They want to learn, why should I participate?
Right.
What's in it for me? You know, and they're not saying that from a selfish standpoint, but they're selfish with their time, and they don't want to take time to put into something that's not going to return to them. But once they get it, start getting involved with the outdoors, they realize that if they get their family involved and take the time to do it, that involvement in the outdoors kind of soaks into your soul and changes you as a person, and it enhances your understanding of the whole scheme of the creators here. It enhances your understanding of you as a person and your role in life, and it just does very, very good things for people. Indeed. So it makes better people. It just does.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Once they understand that, then they get hooked on the outdoors. And that's good.
Yeah, and you are a family man. You hunt with your daughter, and you always talk about keeping family involved. You got an app out. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Well, the app is a unique thing. I mean, there's a lot of information about our shows and videos and tons of things like that, but there's a number of different features there. We have so many people writing in to us asking for help on this, that, or the other, asking for understanding on things. And so there's features in the app like Ask Babe or Ask Carly or Meet the Winkelmans. That's just three of them, where the audience can directly interact to us. They can write in and ask any questions they want to about anything, about our personal lives, about hunting, fishing, whatever it is. And we will answer those in live episodes. Or episodes is what we call them. They run basically once a week, the Meet the Winkelmans feature, and where they can relate back and forth. We have a program kicking off next Monday, for example. There's two different apps. One's a free app, one's a paid app. The paid app is where they get all of the material, if you will. But to make it worthwhile for them, we're tying it into sweepstakes and so forth. In January, if you buy an app, or buy our app, and it's simply Babe Winkelman on the App Store and Google Play, there's also a chance that you automatically get entered into a sweepstake. This particular sweepstakes is a dice fishing trip for four people up at Arneson's Lake Lodge, a lodge that has been in place on Lake of the Woods since 1897.
Wow.
They're an amazing facility. And four people in a sleeper house, they get 3 days of fishing. They can sleep and live right in their fish house. It's a wonderful experience. Arneson's are as first class as they get. If they get involved with that, they can win stuff. There's a lot of little prizes they'll get. The people that ask in questions will get a token of our appreciation for doing that kind of stuff as well. But we want to make it a service for the people. We want to give them something unique they cannot get anywhere else. All of those features I mentioned live only on our app, and it's the way for them to get directly to either Chris, Carly, or I. I've had a registered trademark teaching America to fish for almost 40 years.
There you go.
And that's what we started doing with Good Fishing, was teaching people.
Right.
We're doing the same thing with hunting, and not for the sake of saying, hey, look how good we are, because that's never had anything to do with it.
It's
what it's had to do with is, look how good this is.
Yes.
This opportunity in the outdoors, and you and your family can be part of this, or you and your good friends can be part of it, and here's why you should. So that's basically what we do, is help people get involved.
All right. If you just joined us, we're visiting with Mr. Babe Winkelman, outdoor TV legend, self-taught angler and hunter, hardscrabble farm life, grew up on a farm. Babe, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, my friend.
My pleasure. One last thing I want to mention.
Okay.
We have a brand new website that's up.
Awesome.
Being populated right now, but there's going to be a major store on there. We've got a new line of Babe clothing coming out, plus tons and tons and tons of other products that they can get right through the store at special pricing. So I think that they'll love our website as well. There's a zillion features on it, too.
Okay, what's the website?
All designed to do the same thing, help them.
What's the website?
It's Winkelman.com.
That's easy, Winkelman.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and the app is simply Babe Winkelman.
Yeah, Babe Winkelman for that.
Yeah.
All right, Babe, thank you for joining us on the show. We'll get you back on. We get into the hunting season. See how you're doing with those turkeys, okay?
All righty, sir. I would enjoy a time afield. You and I go chasing turkeys.
Yeah, we need
together.
To get. Yeah, we need to get together and share some time in the woods. Thank you, Babe. Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh. Have a good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet, my friend.
Bye bye,
Mr. Babe Winkelman. How cool is that, huh? Love that guy. He's a fellow Legends of the Outdoors member, of course.
And, he ought to be.
Got to see him down there into Legends and visit with him. Me and him go way back with the outdoor writer events and industry shows and stuff. Way back. All right. Matt's lip singing over here as we go to commercial. I got you, babe. Great choice there, Matty G. Hey, I'm finally getting awake, guys. Good to talk to the babe. How was his message? That's how it should be. And everybody that has a TV show today, or has had a TV show, owes this guy a debt of gratitude.
The Pioneer.
To be on the air. Pioneer TV. Yep. All right. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
I got you, baby. I got flowers.